Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Vic, Sade, and young Russell settled for a quiet season at home. Vic lounges in his easy chair with a newspaper, Sade's darn socks on the davenport, and young Russell at the library table reads aloud from a volume of colorful fiction.
Lady Margaret Pinkin, digging a troll of one tiny satin slipper into the sand, he flourished her dainty fan and pretended to adjust the mother-of-pearl handle on a ridiculous parasol. "You're forever demanding a couple kisses," she whimpered in low, caressing tones. Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley's large, square teeth, the color of expensive old ivory, glittered hoarsely. "Sweetheart," he thundered, "surrender a couple of kisses at once."
His large, square teeth glittered hoarsely.
Yeah, his large, square teeth, the color of expensive old ivory, glittered hoarsely.
Well, how could that be?
I don't know.
What's the discussion, friends? What's the discussion?
Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley's large square teeth are glittering hoarsely now.
Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley is a fathead, and he ought to take his large square teeth and put him in his hat and then pull his hat down over his ears.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, he thundered, surrender a couple kisses at once.
Oh, hey, a couple kisses.
The beautiful woman smirched, gulped, winked, and sneezed, finally breaking into a rude guffaw. The handsome young officer...
Somebody in the kitchen. I bet it's Bertie. I bet it's Bertie.
Uncle Fletcher, probably.
I bet it's a ghosty boy. I bet it's Irving.
Mm-hmm. Making deliveries this time of night.
Yes.
Hey, Leslie. Hey, I told you it was Bertie.
Hello there.
In the living room, Harlan?
Yes, all of us.
Hey, I told you it was Bertie.
The handsome young officer lifted his long eyelashes, burned snow white by the tropical sun, and carried
his company, Willie. Took his storybook away.
Everybody on deck, Harley. Evening, Vic, honey.
Greetings, Uncle Fletcher. I was just telling Sadie here. I wonder if you'd read in the paper where a good many of the inhabitants of Des Moines, Iowa, insist on having a haircut twice a month. Statistics prove that this varies tremendously with data gathered in North and South Carolina.
Yes, that's right. Fine. Evening, Russell.
Now, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Indiana, I understand, compute their season's mean rainfall on the basis of differential percentages.
Yes, that's all. Evening, Russell, honey.
Evening, Uncle Fletcher.
I was talking to a fellow the other day that made this implausible claim. Missouri, he said, stands second to none where climate, snowfall, and astronomical predictions are taken together to form a nucleus for the deeper and more profound understanding
Lady
of the
honey,
element, which acts as guide and signpost to those whose interest is essentially implanted in natural causes and effects.
Being funny man from the ground. Uncle Fletcher, you don't have to stand there and listen to Mr. Talky-Talk jabber his head off. Sit down.
Hey, you are wound up like a talking machine this evening, Vic, honey.
I like to disseminate useful information when I get the chance.
Yes, fine. Lady, honey.
Hey, there's Lieutenant Stanley whipped out two back in these hours.
I told you to put that storybook away.
Oh, I just happened to notice this excitement.
Put it away, just check in. Uncle Fletcher, I want to apologize to these gentlemen. Sometimes they don't show very good manners.
It don't make any difference.
Sit down.
Yeah, sit down, Uncle Fletcher.
I can't only stay but a few minutes.
Stay a few hours. Stay all week.
All right.
I wouldn't have busted in on you people at all, Sadie, honey, but I just felt like I needed to rest a little bit.
Oh, glad you did. Glad you did.
I've been all the way out to the Bright Kentucky Hotel since I eat supper, and I'm tired.
What on earth were you doing there?
Business, Sadie, honey. Business. I tell you, they're running me ragged.
Who?
Everybody in their nitwit brother. I haven't got a numbskull second to call my own. I'm on the run from morning till night. No, it wouldn't surprise me none if I got caught up in the floodgates of activity and was destroyed against the rocks.
Which rocks?
Yes, Thunder. I'm a man, not a machine.
I expect you're referring to the wedding?
I'm referring to Leota Keller getting married to Harry Feeb.
Oh.
I wouldn't tell this to everybody. And Vic and Sadie, honey, I hope you won't leave it go any further. But I'm telling you right out frank and candid that I will never, as long as I live, undertake a project of this nature again.
You're not getting married.
What?
You're not getting married.
I thought that was what you said.
Well, are you getting married?
I appreciate, Vic, honey, that a man is liable to blurt out nonsense when he don't know what in thunder he's talking about. And I also
I'm
appreciate...
You act like you're the one that's getting married.
Responsibility is not on your shoulders. Responsibility
well,
is on...
Well, that's enough of that foolish bickering. What do you care, Vic? Plans.
What was that last remark of yours, Vic?
Nothing, Uncle Fletcher. He was only talking to hear himself talk.
Vic, honey, what was that last remark of yours?
Nothing at all. I was hollering in my hat.
I believe you made this remark. I believe you stated the responsibility of Leota Keller and Harry Seedwin getting married was not on my shoulders.
If I did, I take it back and apologize. If I did,
the responsibility of Leota Keller and Harry Seedwin getting married is on my shoulders. They don't lift their little finger on one single detail. Everything's left up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is left up to me.
You're even taking their honeymoon for them. All right, mister, you keep out of it.
What'd the lad say?
Nothing. He just don't realize when grown-ups are having conversations, he's got
What'd the lad say? Speak up, Russell. What'd you say?
I said you were even taking Miss Culler's honeymoon for
her. Is that Vic?
Yeah, well, I'm
even taking my landlady and her bridegroom's honeymoon for her. After the wedding, I'm traveling to Champaign, Urbana, Clinton, Decatur, Springfield, and Iliopolis. I'm traveling by myself. My landlady and her numbskull bridegroom are staying home. Miss Culler don't want to leave her 100 chickens, and both her and Seedburn get car sick and dizzy when they ride on the train. So they're going to stay home, and I'm going to take their lame brain honeymoon for them.
Well, I knew all that. You told us about that last week.
Do I have the responsibility for this wedding on my shoulders, or don't I have the responsibility for this wedding on my shoulders?
Well, as far as the honeymoon is concerned, you certainly have the responsibility.
And all the rest of the nitwit, numbskull, fathead details.
Well, you guess.
Who's hiring the lame brain preacher? I'm hiring the lame brain preacher. Who has to fret and stew and worry and squirm figuring out wedding presents and trash? I do.
Well, I...
Who tramped all the way out to the Chicago and all railroad yards tonight after supper, risking their life dodging switch engines to get to the Bright Kentucky Hotel to find Michigan Fishigan from Fishigan, Michigan? I did.
What'd you want with him?
What?
What'd you want with Michigan Fishigan from Fishigan, Michigan?
Wanted to hire him.
Hire him?
Hire him to act as guide. After Miss Keller and Harry Seedwin get married, they plan to stroll around the city and see the sights. I told you about that. They're going to stroll around the city and see the sights instead of taking a honeymoon.
What do they need a guide for?
To point out the things of interest.
Don't Miss Keller know where the scenes of interest start?
No.
Oh, she does, too. She's lived here 4 years.
Sadie, honey, it's not like you to doubt my word.
I'm not doubting your word. I just think you're mistaken.
My landlady, Miss Keller, Sadie, has never been to Miller Park. She's never been...
Never been to Miller Park?
Never.
My stars. Lived here 4 years and never been to Miller Park.
She's never been to Miller Park. She's never been to the football diamond. She's never been to the lake. And she's never been west of the Olive Street Rider.
My gosh, I can't imagine that.
She's never even seen the flag pile at the foot of Monroe Street there.
Goodness.
So after her and Seedburn gets married, they require a guide. I'm the fathead that rounds up the guide. I have to do that just like I have to do everything else connected with a lame brain wedding. Tonight after supper, I transfer out to the Bright Kentucky Hotel in the middle of the Chicago and Alt Railroad yards running down Michigan, Fishigan from Fishigan, Michigan.
I guess you have been busy.
I tell you, they're running me ragged.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't watch it careful, I'm liable to get caught up in the frenzied floodgates of feverish activity and be destroyed against the rocks. Vic, when you interrupted me a while ago, I was simply saying, in as polite and courteous a manner as I could muster, that I was absolutely determined never all my life would I undertake a project of this nature again.
Will you please allow me to apologize?
Why, Thunder, I'm even the best man.
Well, I didn't know that.
Leota Keller and Harry Seedburn ain't lifting their little finger on one single detail. I'm the nitwit, lame brain, numbskull, fat-headed saddle with a whole enormous project.
I hadn't realized you were going to be best man and all.
Russell, honey, is that a storybook you ever learned in your life?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Serves a kind of heavy standard.
It might relax my brain and ease my thoughts if you read a little of it out loud.
I'll be only too glad to.
That be all right with you people?
Oh, sure.
If I listen a little while to reading matter, it might take my swirling mind off my heavy responsibilities.
Sure. Go ahead, Russell. Read.
You'll forgive me if I close my eyes, see, honey?
Certainly.
I'll close my eyes.
Oh,
all right, Russell, honey.
Leading Margaret Pinkham, digging the toe of one satin slipper into the sand, he flourished the dainty sand and pretended to adjust the mother-of-pearl handle on a ridiculous parasol. You're forever demanding a couple kisses, he whimpered in low, caressing tones, Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley's large square piece, the color of expensive old ivory, glittered hoarsely. Sweetheart, he thundered, surrender a couple kisses at once. The beautiful woman smirked, gulped, winked, and sneezed, finally breaking into a rude guffaw.